Well, this particular report, I think, is astonishing, not just because of the horror of what was happening within the family, but the scale of the abuse that went on so long, for 35 years. And throughout that time, the family were being monitored by multiple welfare agencies across two counties, and no one intervened.
The scale of it is extraordinary. 100 professionals were assigned to this case, and yet it went undetected.
I think the interesting thing about the professionals is that the report doesn't say that the professionals were lazy or incompetent or inexperienced or didn't have the right training. What the report says is they had all those things. The failings were less professional or institutional as perhaps more human failings. This report came up with the term stuck professional, which is very interesting because it kind of describes a state of mind that the a collective state of mind that the professionals were in. Often these reports talk about interagency working or the fact communications breakdowns, and it's seen as structural flaws in child protection services. The idea of the stuck professional is kind of describing a psychology, really, where when professionals are confronted with something this horrific, this complex, they kind of feel disempowered and helpless, and they kind of switch off. And in this case, the stuck professionals, rather than confront this abuse head on and be decisive, you could actually see how they diverted their energies into providing coping mechanisms for the family. So, you know, you couldn't fault the professionals for arranging their multiple house moves that the family were making. You know, in terms of providing support for these poor children, all that was happening, but what wasn't happening was the authoritative intervention that would have stopped these horrific events happening at a much earlier stage.
The family moved 67 times during this period. Why was that? To avoid detection?
In many of these cases, it's common that the abusing family will take quite extreme steps to avoid intervention and being detected. What this family did, in common with many other cases, was a combination of being aggressive, intimidatory to professionals who attempted to talk to them about what was going on. At other times, they would be utterly charming and beguiling and pretend to cooperate with the professionals. The house moving, the serial house moving, is quite a common strategy that's used. The more you move, the more chaotic your lifestyle, the harder it is for agencies to keep tabs on you. Having said that, 67 house moves in 35 years is pretty extreme.